Corny, Moyne County Board of Supervisors, July 16th, 2019. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
Have an agenda. Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, Moyne County Auditor.
Good morning. We're staying busy and starting to ramp up a little bit for the city and school elections this fall, so thinking about that. I've got a auditors conference this week, so I'll be out of the office most of the week, so that's about it.
Thanks, Terry. Chris Lee, Conservation.
All right, good morning. We finally got a weekend where things slowed down a little bit. With the heat, we had a lot of campers actually left a little early, so we had available spots aside, from what I understand, up at Big Hollow. So had a pretty big crowd at Fourth Long Station. We had a bachelor bachelorette party up there. But everybody's real good and behaved, and so we're crews are going around trying to catch up on some maintenance. Now we're kind of past the big holiday season. Things are kind of slowing down with the heat. That's kind of keeping people at bay a little bit. So
you probably have enough heat to get around, go around this weekend.
Yeah, sounds like it. And so it's actually kind of helping out a little bit. So we're going around doing just some minor things in parks, like there's been some stumps that we wanted to grind, some trees we've had to take down. We've lost a lot of ash trees over the last few years, so just trying to get those cleaned up, you know, patching some rock here and there, just kind of that the regular maintenance stuff that takes a decent amount of time to go do, that you got to kind of squeeze in between doing the everyday stuff when you got a big crowd. So we're going to be doing that. Other than that, just kind of keeping on.
Thank you. Zach, how are things land you?
Yeah, things are going pretty well. I got an agenda item today for a subdivision. Other than that, just continue to get phone calls and inquiries, and we might have one or two other subdivisions. I can't remember. I think we might have one other one out right now. Then we've also been working with Henry Bowen out at Wildlife Lakes, making some adjustments to the plot there, and that one will be coming up here again probably in the near future. So. Otherwise, it's plugged away.
Okay. Julie.
Good morning. The
county engineer said you were going to give us an update on the 5-year plan.
You expect that every time, Tom. It'll happen in January. I do have something to share with you this morning, though. Flint Bottom Road at Highway 61 is going to be closed as of the 22nd. That'll be Monday. They are going to do 7 days a week work schedule, so hopefully they'll be done with it quickly. It's in the contract that they're out of there in 20 days and it's open again, but we all know how that can go. But
you might want to put a qualification in there. That's according to the DOT, and those plans are subject to the change.
Exactly. Yes, absolutely. We are sending out, we are the 22nd, yeah, Monday the 22nd. We're sending, there's, I believe the signs are set up now out there, the flashing lights, because they do that a week ahead, that tell traffic going through there. And we're sending out a mailing from our office to the local residents on North Gear and Flint Bottom.
You got North Gear all rebuilt, didn't you?
Yeah. That's going to be interesting when that Flint Bottom traffic all uses that, but it is what it is.
So the whole road then, from 61 over to Gear?
Uh-huh. Okay. The intersection will be closed, so.
How long, 7 days, you said?
They're gonna work 7 days a week, but it's a 20-day closure, is what's in the DOT contract. As Chairman Broeker said, that's subject to change, and not the county road department's responsibility.
You might want to put that little qualifier in there.
What will they do? What will they have, a rock surface then for that road when they're done?
Well, it's going to eventually be paved, but frankly, I can't answer that this morning,
Bob. They're just paving that road. I assume they're that's going to go across.
The new connection.
The new connection is going to be going further.
So I would hope that it would be concrete after they reopen it now, but
after they pour the highway, I would say you're right, but for now, I don't know.
I don't believe it's
gonna, time will tell. Won't
yeah, I should.
3 weeks we'll know.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. I would hope it's paved. I believe it is, even temporarily.
Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.
Colin, IT.
Just keeping busy like always, just nothing really new to report, so.
Thanks. Ken, Community Services.
Good morning, back from Kentucky, well rested, glad to have a little vacation, few vacation days. Nothing, I can't think of anything really to report, just trying to catch up now, so. We're working on our SIAC bills and some other bills that are getting sent out, but just getting caught up.
Ken, you can go undercover with that red hat and sunglasses on them pictures I seen. I had to look two or three times to see if that was you.
Yeah. Had a good time.
Do you know Nellie Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer?
Good morning. We're just keeping busy and I don't have anything new to report at this time.
Thanks, Janelle. Krista Pogonar, Local Health.
Good morning. We had our Board of Health meeting last week. Lee County is subcontracted to do the maternal child for our county, so they did a presentation. Talked about the Board of Health is working on a strategic plan. They're working with the University of Iowa to do a Board of Health strategic plan. Because some position changes at our local health department, as well as they discussed the MMR recommendations and discussed how it affects the staff at public health, because they are recommending that any healthcare workers receive the second series or a second MMR.
Is that the measles? Vaccine.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the measles, sorry. Mumps, measles, rubella. Yep. So that was the conversation, and I don't think I missed. Was there anything else, Bob, that
you're asking me? that child birth, does that take care of the dental program too for that?
Yes, it does. It does the iSilver Smile and it does the dental program.
Yeah.
It is all under the umbrella of the maternal child, which is under Early Child Iowa.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's a five-year grant that they, well, I think it's actually coming up in a year or two, so.
Thanks, Krista. Okay. And safety.
Good morning. I don't have much today. I got the annual report done. Once everything's approved through the board, then I'll be presenting that here, and I think you guys will be glad to see how the year turned out. So we just got to keep going that way.
Thanks, Angie. Doug Irvine, jail administrator.
Good morning. Our control room should be completed Thursday. That's with all the new cabinets and the control actual board or computer system. It has been operational. It's working very well. Everybody seems to like that way more than the old system. So that should be completed Thursday. Keeping busy. Population this morning was 79, but we have 9 appearing in court right now. Then we have a couple of need picked up from Polk County and Illinois and want to go to prison, so we're in pretty good shape there.
7 handle.
We're in pretty good shape, I think.
Okay.
That's about as low as you've been for 79.
Yeah, we're down to 72 the other day, but yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, we have 6 we're paying for out of county, so. And we have some trials coming up that for some of the murder suspects, so.
Are all the cops on vacation?
That's our next stop.
It's too hot for them too.
I'll be here.
Thanks. Chief Deputy Brett Grimshaw, Sheriff.
Good morning. We had a civil service test this last Saturday to replace Thompson's position, and Doug and I have been working on getting a part-time court security transport correctional officer position filled. We've interviewed a few people and we're still working on that too, so.
Okay. Did you have a pretty good turnout for the examination?
We had 23 people, I think, that signed up. Only 12 of them showed up.
How many passed?
But we got 8 people through.
Okay.
So I think we could hire probably 2 or 3 if we had to.
Okay. Good.
But we only need 1, so.
Thanks, Brett.
You bet.
Did I miss anybody? So. Correspondence.
I don't know.
Seeing none, we will proceed. proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $870,225.18.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Terry?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have reimbursement claims in the amount of $2,983.80.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Terry?
Yes.
Bob, Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have a letter from the assessor concerning a disabled veteran's exemption. The purpose of the letter is to recommend the application for a disabled veteran homestead tax credit on a residential class, but partial be denied. The recommendation comes after referencing Iowa Code 425.15, which outlines the requirements to be eligible for the homestead credit. Specifically, the applicant was not able to produce documentation from Veterans Affairs that determined the applicant is 100% permanently disabled or unemployable from a service-connected disability. It is my opinion that the applicant does not fulfill the requirements set forth in Iowa Code 425.15 to receive the Disabled Veteran Homestead Tax Credit, and the application should be denied. Matt Warner, assessor. I think it's my understanding that typically the VA comes through with the correct paperwork after this has happened, so.
Move to deny then. Or approve the letter, or however you
I think we want to move to deny that exemption.
Yeah, move to deny it.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. See a stamp that's cool. We have approval of the assessor's 2019 homestead credits and military exemptions. This is an annual event. If you guys want to set why I go through all this.
I suck at that.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. This word says signed, you just want those stamped and
yeah, just do your approval stamp.
On those particular pages?
Just on the front pages is all.
Okay.
You don't need to stamp every page.
We have approval of the assessor's 2019 business property tax credits. Similar, a few less pages.
Move to approve.
Sorry.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have a Class C liquor license for Lefties, Dirties, and Mo, 723 through 727. I suspect this is something to do with rag rights. It has been approved by the state.
I haven't had the pleasure of that establishment yet. I'll move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
It's an
name like that can not be a bad place.
Well, it's, we was out on Highway, yes, Highway 79, so you know where it's at if you feel the urge for entertainment.
So that'll be the second one out there then.
Yeah. Competition's good.
It's the capitalist way.
We have a fireworks permit for Mr. and Mrs. Tommy John wedding reception, July 27th. And the auditor's office has usually done its fine job and made sure that all the requirements were met before this comes to us.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. And we have a resolution approving the county seal for the election ballots. Whereas House File 692, signed by the Governor of Iowa on May 16, 2019, amends the Code of Iowa, Chapter 49, Method of Conducting Elections, and particularly Section 49.47, Paragraph 6, addressing method and style of printing ballots. Whereas the amended code replaces a facsimile of the signature of the commissioner who has caused the ballot to be printed pursuant to Section 49.51 with the county seal of the county of the commissioner who has caused the ballot to be printed pursuant to Section 49.51. Whereas the county seal is defined by Iowa Code Section 331.301, subparagraph 8, a county is a body corporate for civil and political purposes and shall have a seal as provided under Section 331.552, paragraph 4, whereas Iowa Code Section 331.552, paragraph 4, under the general duties of the county treasurer states, the official seal shall be an impression seal on the face of which shall appear the name of the county, the word county, which may be abbreviated, the word treasurer, which may be abbreviated, and the word Iowa. Now, therefore, be it resolved that according to House File 692, Des Moines County will replace the commissioner of election signature on ballots with the seal image as provided in this resolution for all future Des Moines County election ballots as required by the Iowa Code as amended in 2019. This isn't the seal that I chose.
So why is it the treasurer on that?
Because that's what the Iowa Code says.
Really?
And I had the printers make some up, and then it's kind of like, whoops, I better find out from Janelle what hers looks for. So we tweaked it a little bit.
Oh, you might want a picture of the seal.
That's what hers looks like.
Coming up on the beach.
Janelle gets the honor of having her seal on the election ballots.
Well, I guess maybe that will all
so that's another example of the Iowa Code. Where you keep going through section and section, and when you get to the end, you're going, what?
You're going to move all that down to Janelle's office now, then?
Oh, no.
That would be great. But I wanted to explain in the resolution why, you know, if somebody in the future goes, why is the treasurer seal on the election ballots? I wanted to explain why it was. And so, you know, I can imagine in a few years somebody might ask, how in the heck did that get on there? But it explains why. And until they change the legislation again.
Somebody's office probably has the treasurer as the election coordinator.
The primary question that we'll answer is in the future, some auditor and board of supervisors will look at it and say, those guys must not have had very much to do.
So, anyway, that explains the whole deal.
With all that being said, did you make the motion, Bob?
No, it wasn't.
Move to approve.
And second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have the final plat and resolution for Twin Oaks subdivision.
All right. We have a request from Kyle and Susan Reed, 13095 Beaverdale Road, West Burlington, requesting final plat for approval of the Twin Oaks subdivision. This is located in Flint River Township.
includes one lot totaling 3.79 acres. That's when you take out approximately half acre for road right-of-way. It's presently occupied by a commercial business, Reeds Landscapes and Turf. Building grounds are split between three different properties. One that's 30 acres in size and goes beyond. It kind of splits currently some of the building if you looked at the aerial view. So really this subdivision is to kind of clean up some of the property lines so that all the businesses in one parcel, houses in a separate parcel. There's I think it's his brother is on another parcel and kind of gets them all in a better form for if they were to ever sell or just to, so that everybody's stuff that they actually own is within their own property. So we sent this out to review. We did have some comments initially from the county auditor's office about some specifics on the plat. All those have now been addressed. And county road department just said no new existing access utilize the ones that are there. Those are the only comments we received, and we have all the sign-offs from the department heads. So we would, I guess, recommend approval of the final plat for Twin Oaks subdivision.
Move to approve.
One second.
Terry.
Bud Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Roker.
Yes. We'll get this signed and in your box, Zach.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
We have personnel actions. We have two personnel actions for the correctional center. We have Hillary May, full-time correctional officer, a six-month step increase. Previous rate was $37,578.82. The new rate is $38,547.95. And Colton Wayman, kitchen, part-time cook, a 12-month step increase. Previous rate was $12.56 an hour. The new rate is $12.81 an hour.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Personnel action for the county attorney. We have a Haley Hamilton, clerk one, unpaid leave. This was a planned vacation prior to hire date from July 22nd through July 26th.
To approve.
Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. We have the court's report of fees collected for June 2019 and the General Assistance Monthly Report for June 2019. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office and available for public review. Minutes for the regular meeting of July 9th, 2019.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
I didn't. I mentioned it to Bob. That Throw Greater Burlington was looking for volunteers for traffic control. They told me they were going to call you guys, so but I said I'd mention it in case they had.
Rachel got a hold of me, and I'm going to be on vacation next week.
That's likely.
So I picked a good time, didn't I?
Yeah, apparently, you did. Apparently, they got Bob and I saw that.
You won't be there either?
Oh, I'll be there.
That's what I thought you said you would be, gone with her daddy.
I've got, she said that her dad would be there, so all I've got to do is get close that day, check, see what shift I'm on.
I've got a meeting this afternoon tomorrow, and I'm going to thank him for taking my place in.
Tell him he'll be working in Des Moines County instead of Henry County, instead of bringing his apron. Future agenda items. Committee reports.
I attended a Board of Health meeting, as Krista mentioned, and she gave the update.
I have a Russ meeting, and we signed the MOU for understanding we're going to take over Chickasaw County's sanitation.
Where's Chickasaw County?
It's up north around Waterloo area.
Is it?
And so we signed a MOU with them Thursday. We had a meeting Wednesday, and then we give the go-ahead. So we are expanding. The first year is going to be kind of status quo, but then looks to me like our payment to them, you know, our yearly dues probably go down now again.
Good.
Which is kind of tickled about that we are moving along. You know, 3 years ago, we was at a standstill.
Fighting with Waterloo and Wapello and...
Wapello, Washington, and
Mahaska County. Yeah.
So we finally got them out of there, so we are moving along good now. So.
Good. We've got them all straightened out.
Halfway.
Sounds like you're doing fine. Joint Safety Committee met, and we, Angie said, we got the preliminary annual report, which she's going to release here for long, and when it's finalized, and then the safety director got a performance review or evaluation and passed with flying colors. So
she did.
That's.
Is it going to keep me one more year?
Southeast Iowa Mental Health Region met Thursday, and we approved claims and signed a training contract and discussed the changes to the board structure. Since it's going to be the same Board of Governors for the mental health region, that's also going to take over the children's services, and they've added three new voting members, which would be interesting on some of the really small regions, because if you only got three members and you've got three new voting members, that'd be different. And those voting members are not elected officials. One of them is either adult consumer or guardian of an adult consumer of mental health services. The guardian of a child consumer of mental health services, and an AEA representative. They gave a bunch of money to the AEA that's supposed to go to children's mental health, so we'll see how that
state
works.
Did, yeah.
The one thing they do is there were some complaints about people voting on the expenditure of tax money that were not elected to vote on that.
Would hope so.
Anyway, well, they went ahead and this is what they've given us, but they did change. It says it will be consistent of at least one representative
of the Board of Supervisors.
Of the Board of Supervisors from every county. But that means, so I assume that if you've got regions with a small number, you know, where those three could, then they could say one, two, or three, or whatever number they want.
And
you know, that region
members, yeah,
would be board members. So in other words, so if a whole county, if they've got this, they've got five members on that board, I wouldn't be surprised if they're all members of that regional board. So, and there's no, you know, I'm not bringing on the people that, you know, the motives of those people, but if you're gonna spend taxpayer money, you should have been selected by the taxpayers to do that.
Taxpayers should have
that's kind of like any board.
Going on.
Yeah.
got that on any board here.
Oh, yeah.
Compensation boards, or?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who selects these?
Health board.
People.
The advisory board. I believe the regional advisory board selects.
They can make a recommendation, yeah.
Make recommendations, and then the AEA, I'm sure, will select their own representative. But I think they have to be approved by the Board of Governors, but I'm not sure.
Probably, yeah.
I'm not sure, but I, that was the first I've realized. I thought there was gonna be a separate board, but it's gonna be the same board. Because these, those three individuals also sit on decisions for the regular mental health. They're voting members for the whole thing.
Yeah.
So.
We'll have to change our 28D likely, and the management plan, and to bring it all up to code, the new legislation.
It could, something like that changes the dynamics of a board like that. And we have a really good region. We've got, you know, 8 counties, and I've been impressed with all the supervisors on that, the thought and effort, you know, and interest that they put into it, so.
And our providers come to our change agent meetings and really participate. We've got a good region.
Yep, we do.
I've got that same problem on my early childhood board. I thank Chris and Josh for that. We've got people on there that's spending this money, allocating this money where they think it should go. And like we got cut out on ours, you know, and. So Chris and I have seen it firsthand. And I agree with you. I think that should be elected officials spending this money.
But aren't they appointed by elected officials?
I'm not sure that's the, it's the advisory. The advisory council is mostly CDS is coordinators of disability services, like Ken.
How do they get appointed? Isn't there an elected official appointed at the top somewhere?
I don't know how far down you can delegate that, but I'm not sure where, with the advisory council, that's pretty much all the
They're wide open. Our advisory board is open to the public, so anybody can come. And.
The CDSs get hired.
Certain advisory members are appointed to the board, and that's a little different, because that.
But the ones that can vote, somewhere along the line, got appointed by an elected person.
Yeah, and in the past, they were non-voting members, but now.
That's right, lots of non-voting members, but the ones that can vote are always appointed somewhere by somebody who is elected. That's that way on all kinds of commissions all across the state.
Yeah, and I have a problem with the voting on actual expenditures, where they're the last say. They're the last say. They aren't recommending, you know, or saying to do something else, and then finally a group of elected officials decides it. These guys decide.
But ultimately, the voters are the last say, because they say, I don't like Tom Brooker, who you appointed to that board, so I'm getting rid of you so I can get somebody else on that board. That's the way it works all across the state.
But if you can delegate that, there's no end to that delegation. If we approve somebody, and that person approves somebody, and that person approves somebody, then it's pretty much wide open.
I agree, they shouldn't be able to delegate down. I agree with that.
But anyway, we'll see how it's going to work, but they did put that in there that you can have one or more representatives from a board of supervisors. So if you're in a small, Polk County isn't going to get voted down by consumers of those services. That's all I had. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board,
just to add what I just said, Tom, we can get up and start that conversation. The Economic Development Board of Iowa, for instance, for years, I served on it as a non-voting member when I was in the legislature, but my brother Jerry was appointed to it by the governor, and he had a right to vote. They voted on money spent all over the state. There was about 12 of them on the Economic Development Board, or maybe my number's off there, but a group of them. All were non-elected, but they were all appointed by the governor. And I think if you didn't like what Jerry Courtney was doing, which I had that problem a lot, but but you could go to the governor and say, I want him unappointed, put somebody else there, and the governor could listen to you. So that's kind of the way it works, but I agree with you. If you're appointed, you ought not be able to appoint somebody else. You shouldn't be able to do that. That's going on.
Were those appointments by the governor approved by the legislature?
Those appointments, it depends on how high up you go, but yes, ultimately, they almost all are approved by the legislature.
There's a lot of scrutiny there.
Huh?
There is some scrutiny.
There is some scrutiny, yeah, and the party in power, I mean, if it's Democrats are in power, those people tend to be more Democrats, and if Republicans are in power, tend to be more Republican, but there's scrutiny. The legislature has committees that one of the duties of the legislature is to take all those, you get a pile somewhere through the legislative session, maybe 15, 20, maybe even 50 names of people in local communities that the governor wants to appoint to a board. And then committees look at them and approve or disapprove. They usually get approved. But yeah, that's the way that works. So didn't mean to jump in, but it was public input, and I thought I had to say something.
No, that's fine. Yeah. And when the board, when the advisory committee comes to the board of supervisors, well, to the governance board, you know, and said, we think we ought to spend $1 million on that service and $500,000 on that service or something like that. They bring us those numbers and we say yes.
Or no.
Or no. And make the final decision on that. And I'm just not sure where, I know AEA picks their own representative, but the other two representatives, I'm not sure. They come to the advice, I don't know who has the final say on them.
I'm not exactly sure.
Well, we appoint plenty of boards here too. Chris's board, Krista's board. We have them all over the place. So
and it's done to allow more citizen input. That's really what it's all about.
And it isn't. And we've been known to turn down requests from those boards.
Certainly. A lot of times.
Thank you, Tom. Any other public input? Seeing none with an aye, we are adjourned.
Aye.
Aye.